Well, I don't think it's been a surprise. Like, he has given so much, like spent 5 years in the most recent term, and then obviously 3 years before that as senior team manager. And, you know, the amount of years he has given at underage as well, like maybe for his own sake as well, it's good for him. He has given so much. And, you know, I know from county team managers, and you could look back at Brian McInniff back in the day, like it's a passion for them to take it on. And it's probably difficult to move away from it, even, you know, because it becomes part of your day-to-day life. But, you know, and I think so many people have said it, like Declan Bonner owes the county nothing at this stage. He's given so much. He got two Ulster titles this time around. Possibly, you know, the Cavan Ulster final 2020 in COVID was the one that probably got away from him. And we probably could have won this year as well. But he has Donegal has had them there at the top table for the last, 5 years. And we've been at the top table for so long now. It's very difficult to keep a team at that level. Yeah. And, you know, I think it's a good time for him to maybe to step away, because possibly there's a need for maybe a 5-year plan for that Donegal team now. There's, you know, you're coming to the end of an era. They have a lot of players who have given an awful lot. So, you know, it's good. And, you know, we have to be thankful and I think thankful to Declan for what he has done.
And we see from the morning papers, the Democrat and the Donegal News, the search is on for a new man. Any names cropping up?
There isn't, but, you know, there will be the obvious ones, you know, within the county. And, you know, you talk about Jim McGuinness. Will he be available again? Would he be interested in coming back? I'm sure he'll be asked. You know, then you go around, you know, you have managers who have managed at underage level. Rory Kavanagh's name has been mentioned. There's others as well who have been involved with teams, but I'm sure there will be. But I haven't heard of that much interest within the county. It probably will be a difficult enough task for those people who are tasked to try and fill Declan's shoes.
And of course, there's a number of other vacancies around the country as well. I was talking to Martin Carney a while ago there, and he was telling me that betting has been suspended on Raymond Dempsey in Mayo. There's obviously a vacancy there. There's one in Meath as well, and there's talk of one coming up shortly in Cavan as well.
Possibly, yes, and the Monaghan job is there as well. So, you know, there are so many, and I think Longford manager has stepped down as well. So it's a very demanding position, especially in the modern era where you have so many, as Declan was saying in his departing press conference. Like during COVID, he was managing a team of up to 60 people between players and backroom team. And that's a huge task for anybody to take on. And you need to be in a position to have the time to do it. So the best of luck to those that three-man team that are tasked with replacing Declan.
Or maybe woman team either. We don't know yet. We haven't heard of anybody yet. Anyway, moving on to this weekend's action, Peter. We have the All County Football League finals on, Division 1 final on this week. Is the old saying coming through again that the cream always comes to the top, Niamh Connell and Kilcar?
Certainly. And if you look back over the last 7-8 years, like, they are the two teams that have been so consistent. You know, St. Junan's obviously stepped up and won the county championship last year. Gidor had that purple patch for a couple of years. But, you know, the two teams that have been there or thereabouts all the time have been these two, and there's a certain rivalry between them. You would be hoping maybe that, you know, Saturday would be a day when they might go out and just let everything else go and have a go for it, because they're two very talented teams. Niamh Connell probably have the bigger panel. Kilcar do very, very well, you know, to bring in new players every year, but I think they were stretched a good bit this year. A new manager in Conor Cunningham, and, you know, they have so many boys involved at county level, and Owen McHugh stepped back for a couple of months, and Matthew McLean was injured. And, you know, it got even to the stage where, I think it was against St. Michael's, they weren't able to field a reserve team. And that's very, very unusual for Kilcar. But, you know, both managers have a lot of talent that they're available to them for the final. Like, with all the county players back, it's certainly going to be a big spectacle. And the fact that it's been held in Fintra, it surely is going to attract a huge crowd.
And it would be fair to say that Conor Cunningham has done exceptionally well, you know, taking over from John McNulty, who obviously has done well with Aero as well. But new man coming in, and given all the problems, and I was looking at a Kilcar team that played recently and what Jehovah was against, but a lot of new names, a lot of young new faces in there.
Oh yes, and I was just looking back there before I was talking to you. The first game of the league was held on the weekend of the I think it was Easter bank holiday, the 3rd of April, and I was down in Towney, and Irua were making their debut in Division One with John McNulty against the Kilcar team with Conor Cunningham in for the first time. And it wasn't a day for the faint-hearted. It was cold and windy and wet, and Irua beat them by 9-4. And you would be thinking, oh, that's a poor start for Conor Cunningham. And I remember afterwards I did an interview with John McNulty on the field, and then I waited for Conor Cunningham, and the cold got so bad as I had to abandon it. And I remember meeting him the following week in Bundoran when they came up to Bundoran and beat them. And he apologised for not being available. But obviously he had a lot of talking to do in the dressing room. And like, their season went from a very bad, very bad start. I think they were beaten only one other game, and that was down in Clonmacnoise. And, you know, in the middle of that, they went to the Lenties and beat Niamh Connell in the league. Now, that league game, I suppose, you wouldn't count it for much. It was towards the end of May, and both teams were short and an awful lot of players. But it was a strange sort of game. It was a game that Niamh Connell didn't perform in at all. The halftime score was 3 points to Kilcar, no score to Niamh Connell. And it's not something that you would have predicted. And then I think they went on to win it, I think 9-5 points or something. Yeah. But you know, that obviously will be motivation for Niamh Connell. But as you were saying, you know, Conor Cunningham's done so well with a lot of young players. I know he's got Brian O'Donnell back to be a regular full-back this year, and that's been a rock for them. But, you know, they have young Dylan O'Gara, Owen Cormack. There's the young McShanes coming through from that family of McShanes that were there before, and Shawnee Boyle, Daniel Lyons. They've all been playing in every game for them, and they've been obviously without Ryan and Patrick, and Mark sometimes with duties with the county ladies, might have missed the odd game, and they didn't have Owen McHugh until I think the last couple of games of the league. So, you know, done remarkably well to be in a county final. Niamh Connell, obviously, you know, at the start of every year, you would expect you'd be penciling them in as county finalists. And like, that defeat by Kilcar in Davy Brennan Park back at the end of May, that has been their only league defeat in, I think, 3 years. So, you know, they are a form team, and that day they were without, obviously, even apart from the county players, Anthony Thompson, Owen Wade, players like that were missing that day as well. So, you know, they probably won't read that much into it. But it'll probably be mentioned maybe before the final on Saturday.
Yeah, and of course, Niamh Connell have as Martin Regan back. He retired at the end of last season, but he had a change of heart. I was speaking to him during the week, and he said it was simply because they couldn't find anybody to manage the team. So he decided.
Yeah, that happens, and you know, but he knows the whole setup in Niamh Connell so well, even at schools level, he's involved, and then underage level, like, he's been involved there as well. But he's brought through some young players as well, you know, Cian Doherty, Daniel Gilday, Paul McGuinness. You know, the the tank in Niamh Connell seems to be endless at times. They bring through young players all the time. But, you know, they have so many players involved at county level. For them to be so consistent, it's some club down there.
Yeah. And I, as I said, I was speaking to Martin Regan this week for the preview for the Democrat. And, like, he says, they every competition they enter, they want to win. So there'll be no thinking about championship or holding back or anything. It'll be full blast on Saturday evening in Fintra.
Oh, yeah, and I think it'll be the same for both teams. And, you know, they are the two. You know, you'd expect it that maybe St. Junan's would have been involved this year, but they seem to have taken a different approach to the league. And I don't know if that's a good idea for them, but, you know, they relaxed and they give players time off. And obviously they were without the county's players as well. But I would have thought that maybe they should have been in the argument a little bit more than they were. I don't know, they just seemed to be maybe using the league as some preparation for the championship. We'll know better down the road, but at the moment these are the two teams, these are the two clubs that, you know, that are at the top of that. The three in Donegal, they deserve to be there. You know, you have to credit Arua for maybe making a game of it or making a run of it for most of the league. But, you know, when it came to the business end, they wouldn't have the serious players that these players have. Obviously, they have no county panellists at the moment. But John McNulty has done a good job there as well. But, you know, the two teams that, you know, that wanted it most are looking to see which of them can lift the Democrat Cup.
And how do you see it go, Peter?
It's, you know, based on if you based it on the game I was down in Glenties that they met in the league, able to, you know, maintain that result again. But I have my doubts about that. I think Niamh Connell will use that as a bit of motivation. It was a tame enough league game, I thought, in Glenties, that it didn't have the same bite that you would normally expect between the two teams. You see, a lot of dependency. It was Stephen McBurty was carrying hamstring problem over the last number of weeks in the last few league games. It'd be very vital that he would be able to play for Kilcar. You know, they have all the others back. Matthew McLean probably won't be ready yet. He's had a long-term injury. Probably they'd be hoping that he'd be back for a championship. But, you know, if Niamh Connell have everybody, you know, when they have Anthony Thompson playing a centre half back, they're a much better side. I know he missed a couple of games towards the end of the league. So you don't really know until the teams are selected, the teams that hit the fields, who's available. What I would love to see is both teams just, you know, forgetting about the defensive aspect of things and having a real cut at it. And maybe show people in Donegal that, you know, we can play open football as well. And, you know, it might be, I know it's been streamed live as well, so, you know, it might be a good advertisement for the county. It'll be a good advertisement for maybe young people looking in to say, this is the way we can play, because I think these two teams have the players. Whether that'll happen, I'm not so sure. But if the head was put on the block, I would say maybe Niamh Connell might just edge it.
Yeah, and moving on to the playoff game, Glen Swilly and Killie Beggs, I suppose, are a little unfortunate. Well, not unfortunate, but it's just a change of structure, because Killie Beggs are third from bottom and Glen Swilly are fourth from bottom. So in normal years, they wouldn't be involved in a playoff. They would have avoided it, because the Zardra and Termin have automatically gone down.
Mm-hmm. That's true, but I suppose the new structure, I like the idea of having a league final. I think this is the first league final since 2011.
Yeah, Martin Regan said that to me. Yeah,
and Niamh Connell, if that's a nomen, Niamh Connell won that 2011 to beat the neighbours Ardra in the final. The playoffs, the relegation, it does give the incentive for the third team in Division 2, and then it keeps the leagues, I suppose, alive until maybe the very, yeah, very last series, yeah, of games. So
yeah, it's competitive at both ends.
It is, yeah. I suppose Glen Swilly finished quite well. They have Michael Murphy back, and that helps, I suppose. And it's funny that these two teams met on the very first day of the league.
I was at that game in Glenswilly, and I didn't think Killy Beggs on their performance that evening. They won that game, that they'd be a fighting for survival.
Yeah, that's, you see, it's amazing the change that took place. Well, 1-10 to 1-6 it finished, and I don't think there'll be that much in it on Saturday in Glenties, but I think maybe Glenswilly has a wee bit of momentum at this stage. They probably have a lot of their players back, and obviously if you have Michael Murphy on your side, you stand a good chance. And if I was pushed, I would think that Glenswilly might shade it. Although, a little aside, I was talking to a young lads from Neve Breed last week down in Lethemarco Ward at the Division 4 final. And we were talking about the relegation playoff, and he was hoping that Glenswilly might lose out. He says it would be lovely to see Michael Murphy playing in Thrummond next year, because the Breed are getting promoted from Division 3 to Division 2, and he was hoping that they would come up against Glenswilly and Michael Murphy in Thrummond. So everybody has a different view of these games.
Local Peter, thanks again for joining us, and appreciate it.
Not a bother. Cheers.